email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, there's a big story doing the rounds today. It's on the cover of the Irish Independent about a rescue by the Finnet RNLI lifeboat of a man who went off swimming, and he was in the water, they reckon, for around 12 hours. Gerard O'Donnell is the operations manager with Finnet RNLI, and he's on the line now. How are you doing, Gerard?
Good afternoon, Ray. Doing very well indeed. A lovely evening down here in Finnet.
Is it? Yes. It's a beautiful part of the country, Finnet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fantastic.
And it's out of Finnet. I was there years ago. We used to go regularly. But it's a great swimming haunt for people, isn't it? From the beach there.
Yes, indeed. And even more so in more recent years, swimming has become increasingly popular, which is great.
Yes. And I suppose with that, we need to remind people that they need to respect the sea.
if I may at this stage, Ray, just say to people who use the water, irrespective of whether it's swimming, fishing, sailing, whatever, if you're using the sea, please tell somebody you're going out on the water.
Yeah.
Please tell them how long you intend being out in the water, and when you get back, maybe clock in with them. In the event of an emergency, such as you're going to talk about, this makes the whole rescue attempt so much more easier. It localizes the search area, etc., etc.
Okay. Is this unusual or usual, Gerard, that the alarm was raised when somebody spotted a bundle of clothes on a beach?
Yes, the alarm was raised on Sunday morning. Somebody out for an early morning walk, staying in a caravan park back just beyond camp on the south side of Tralee Bay, out for a walk, noticed a bundle of clothes on his walk. As he walked on, I listened to him being interviewed today. He gave an excellent interview, actually. But as he walked on, something was picking his mind. And he normally did a circular walk, but he came back along the same track as he went out over an hour later, and the same bundle of clothes was there, which made him very alert to it, looked out to sea, could see nobody, and to get to it, made the fateful 999 call, got through to the Coast Guard, which initiated the search.
Okay, so what time did you get the call at?
We have two lifeboats in Finnet. We have an ALB, what's known as an ALB, which is the all-weather lifeboat, and we also have an inshore lifeboat, the ILB. The all-weather lifeboat was out on exercise that morning on a training exercise, and the Coast Guard alerted them around 12 o'clock and tasked them in to commence the search. They also requested the inshore lifeboat to assist them, which was then follow through with the rescue helicopter, the Sikorsky, being sent down from Shannon. So that all initiated around 12 o'clock.
Now, I'm looking at the map here. So there's Tralee Bay, which goes out as far as Camp and Finnet, does it? And then up there towards Ballyhaig, what's that body of water called?
That's out by Bannerstrand, as you go up to Ballyhaig, very popular place. No, it would be on the southern end over by Camp.
No, but I was just reading there that the man, I don't know where this information came in the article, that he intended to swim out to Mucklemore Rock, which is up there past Barrow, probably parallel to Banna, I'd say, by the looks of it.
Correct. It's about 3 miles out from Banna. Now, I'm aware of that as well. This is what is being said. I think this is what the rescued person, this is the information he gave, that he left camp to swim out to the Muckluck and back in again. I don't know how true that is or not. It would be one hell of a swim should that have been his intention.
How many miles would that have been if that was his intention?
If that was the intention, I would have said we're looking in the region of 14 miles.
Right. Yeah.
In open water.
In open water, so, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Right. So the alarm was raised and you have this large body of water and no information. So what's the approach then, Gerard?
Well, the Coast Guard would have informed us of the location of the clothes.
Yes.
And we obviously, that's where the search initiated there in the area offshore from that, you know, coming out maybe a mile and a half out from that in a box in that area. So that's where the search was initiated. The helicopter arrived. The helicopter would have heat-seeking devices on board, which helps immensely in a search. And visibility was quite good in the water. So they were able to scan, obviously, a much larger area, much quicker. But after a thorough search of the whole area, nothing was found. And we were stood down at 3 o'clock by the Coast Guard.
Right. And then what happened?
The next thing we, in the interim, then I believe the guards were doing a land search to try and locate the owner of the clothes, and they established that somebody, in actual fact, was missing back there.
Right.
And again, the Coast Guard came into play and alerted us at 6 o'clock. We again launched both boats. And again, the helicopter was sent down, and a very intensive search commenced again in Tralee Bay. You know, the crew on the boat, as all of the crew that we have in Finnair are very well trained. They can do very extensive search patterns. So they went back and they started their search in the area, accompanied by the helicopter. And coming on just after 8 o'clock, the helicopter was stood down because they felt they'd exhausted the search. They'd done a very, very thorough search. And the lads, the crew on the ALB, on one of their last legs of the search pattern that they were using, I think they observed a pod of dolphins on their route, on the last leg of the search. Went the pod of dolphins would have been on their track anyhow, and as they approached, coming up to the dolphins, there one of the crew spotted the head in the water, and you know, that's like, it's like winning the jackpot when that happens. It was one, if I may make that comparison. Yeah. It was, I mean, I just cannot, I can still feel the elation that the lads had when they came across him. Got him on board. He was quite hypothermic, gave him oxygen, and had an ambulance waiting when the boat got in, and the doctor, and they took it from there.
How long was he in the water then, Gerard?
We can't say, Ray, how long he's in the water.
Okay. You know, you don't know. Okay.
We don't know is the answer.
They're saying,
but he. Yes, I read that 12 hours. Yes, that's when the clothes were first found.
Okay.
They were first found, I think, around 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when they were first observed. Sorry, on the beach.
And he was pulled out of the water at what time?
We picked him out. The lads got him out at 22 minutes to be precise, past 8 o'clock.
Right.
2000 hours that night.
What was the atmosphere before they found him? Because, as you say, it was the last leg. What madly experienced crew and yourself, and so you know, if somebody's in the water that long, the effect it has on the body, hypothermia and all that sort of thing. So.
Hard to describe. I mean, at that stage, I won't say you've lost hope, because you never lose hope totally. But you are starting to despair a little bit. They did a very, very extensive search, and I think one would have to have been there to realize, as I say, it's like winning the jackpot. It's like winning the All-Ireland. It's like whatever, to come across a result like that, a miraculous result by the Fianna lads. That's the best way I can describe it. It's like winning the jackpot. Fantastic.
Do you know how he is now?
Yes, he's recuperating, to the best of my knowledge, in Tralee University Hospital, where he got excellent attention. He's still in hospital, but he's on the mend.
Was he in a wetsuit?
No, he was just in swimming togs, which again, you know, hypothermia had set in, but not totally. He is just, I mean, it was miraculous.
Yeah. Has it been a busy summer for you, Gerard?
It has been a busy summer, but you know, people are getting more and more careful going to the water. But again, if I may repeat myself, please, if you use the water, please advise somebody you're going out in the water, the location that you're going out in, how long you intend staying in the water, and make contact with that person when you come in. Please, please, it makes it so easy, should something go wrong, for the rescue services.
And just on behalf of everybody who, you know, enjoys the water, thanks so much to yourself and your colleagues and everybody in the RNLI and Air Rescue around the country. And I'm sure you'll be getting a huge thank you from this man when he's fully recovered. Gerard Donnell, Operations Manager at Phoenix RNLI Lifeboat. Thanks very much, Gerard. Mind yourself.
You're very welcome, Ray. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.